Kamu memang tak punya daya dan upaya, serta kekuatan untuk menentukan kebenaran yang sejati. Bukankah kita memang tercipta laki-laki dan wanita, dan menjadi suku-suku dan bangsa-bangsa yang pasti berbeda? Bukankah kita memang harus saling mengenal dan menghormati, bukan untuk saling bercerai-berai dan berperang angkat senjata?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku, izinkan aku terakhir kalinya malam saja bersamamu, mengenang asmara kita.
Yang pernah listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a Keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song popularized by Bruri Marantika was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Ooh.
And here's the weather forecast for Indonesia from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. And it seems that several places across the country will be expecting rain today, like in Ambon, in Banjarbaru, and then in Jayapura, Jayawijaya, Kupang, Makassar, Merauke, Nabire, Palembang, Palangkaraya, Padang, and even in Samarinda. And some other places across the country will be expecting a rather cloudy day, and the temperature across Indonesia will be ranging from 25 to 27.5 Celsius degree. If you happen to be around the country and would be having some trip, please make sure to take the road, take the wheel more seriously to avoid unwanted collision. And also please keep on updating about the weather on the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency.
You step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Saja kau boleh juga tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Yeah.
listener to achieve the target of net zero emission, the Indonesian government is expected to keep protecting the consumers. How can it be? How does it work? Here is the response of Education Division of Indonesian Consumer Rights Foundation, Anjani Widya Hemasita.
For now, Indonesia is in a critical turning point, and I think it's still heavily reliant on the fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And with the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand.
Mm.
And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like solar panel is more affordable for us, it should be in good of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia, and it depends also with the strong regulation from the government. It also needs more awareness from our consumers, and we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have regulation and make more sustainability lifestyle in the next year.
For more details about it, you can listen to our VOA talk about sustainability and consumers' rights, available on our YouTube channel, VOA Official. And to brighten up the morning, here is a song from the eastern part of Indonesia. We have Ikan Naik di Pantai, or The Fish Comes to the Coast, by Alfred Gare featuring Pax Group. And after that, let's listen to a story about topic by Iman.
Ikan naik di pantai, mama dong tun beli ikan di pantai. Lihat dong minum, oke dong buat dong kurang pe. Kurang nikmat apa kita hidup di NTT? Dari timur pantai NTT, dari sore kami hadir kembali. Hanya lewat lagu ini kami ingin menghibur.
keluar dari jauh. Ada dari jauh, tong 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 tong, dengar dari jauh, i, kita punya mau, ha hai. Kong sudah tahu, ade, kita nambah kahete, yang coba saja tipu.
Nikmat apa kita hidup di NTT?
For the city of Srim, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she led was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in Kraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in Kraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacirebonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists.
The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Adrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Terlambatlah kesana. In a very general sense, mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seem to be going the opposite. More and more family use Indonesian as their native language. So your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Okay. So, yeah. Although apparently, ideally, my mother tongue should be Nias language, right?
Listener, here's the news. The Presidential Communication Office, or PCO, claimed that during the 130 days of the Red and White Cabinet led by President Prabowo Subianto, the focus has been on people's welfare and the business sector development. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the head of PCO, Hasan Nasbi, said in a statement here on Saturday that the policies produced in nearly the last 4 months have proven to provide a multiplier effect for various segments of society. In about 4 months, several quick win programs have been implemented. The first one is the free nutritious meal program, which is being carried out in 38 provinces. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Arifah Fauzi, said She supports Indonesia and Uzbekistan's collaboration to accelerate gender equality. In a statement on Sunday, she conveyed this during a bilateral meeting with Uzbekistan First Deputy Chairman, Senate of Parliament, Sodiq Safoyev, on the sidelines of the 69th Commission on the Status of Women in New York. At the meeting, both parties discussed various strategic efforts and shared good practices in strengthening women's participation in politics and gender-based policy reforms in both countries. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
What can I do for you?
Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you'll glow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight. Never mind troubles that may have gone.
Just go along with the tunes that then are playing.
But let's go and dance. Do a tango or a mambo jumbo, I don't care.
Hello dear, what can I do for you?
Will you go and sing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you will glow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight.
Do the cha-cha-cha.
To go swinging.
Hello dear, what can I do for you? Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or